you know, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is so sweet. From Him, He is but Supreme Personality of God. He is so powerful, very sweet, very kind. All the qualities are there. He has invested all His power in His name. So, He has taken the shape, name, like Jashodananda, like what name? Jashodanandan, Kaliya Mardan, Jashodanandan, Brahma Vibhohan, all the pastimes of Krishna, which we are seeing in pastimes of Krishna, O name has taken shape. If you will chant today's name, O Krishna will come in that shape. When you are calling Him Kansa Nishudana, then He will come in your heart like Kansa Nishudana. When you are calling Him Rashtrihari, oh, with His all associates, gopis, they will come in your heart and the Rash dance will come in your heart. If you are just going Kaliya Daman Krishna, oh, Kaliya Daman Krishna, all pastimes will come in your heart. So Krishna is full of ocean of rush. Nitya Suddho Purna Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Nama Chintamani and Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. All the rush are in name. If you are chanting this transcendental name, at the time of Harikatha, you should not bring all this. Try to hear all Harikatha presently. This will help you more than anything. Oh, you should bring it up before Harikatha. So you keep it there and after. So, all kinds of rush is in name. Even the modes of Radhika is in name. In what name? Radharaman name. Not only Krishna is here. Oh, Radharaman with Radhika will come in your when you are chanting that. But not now. Why? Because you are ignorant. Having so many desires, what process I am telling from beginning? Oh, if you are initiated really and you have some relation, thick relation with Krishna, giving up all ego's offenses, criticizing everything, and then in the association in high class of Rasik Vaishnava, being in Vrindavan, always chanting like greed, with greed, and then gradually your nishtha will come, then ruchi will come, then asakti will come, and then rati will come. And after rati you will give up this body, and you will have a body in Braja with the omb of gopi. And then if you will chant name, all this. And in the rati stage, some semblance of all these things may come. You can realize there something, but not fully liberated. But even, oh, because Cheto Darpan has been done. Shreya Akai Ravachandrika Vitarnam Vidya Vadhu Jivanam Anandam Bodhi Vardhanam Pradhanam. Oh, this will come. This will come. But if you are in, really in process, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told in his Namastar, Srikshastar. Those who have no time for other things, oh, they cannot waste with their time. 1 minute even for worldly things and to make happy. Nothing. For position or anything. like Shantira Pyatkala Sundirakshirmana Sunyata, Asha Banda Samutkanthanamagani Sudarishi, Atadvish Tadha Gunatkhane Prithi Tattva Satya Stale Ityadyo Bhavastu Jyatva. What is the meaning? If you want to hear very carefully and to have Krishna praying or even a taste in Krishna name and Hari Katha, then you will have to follow this. And if you are not doing it, you cannot realize. Tantriya Vyasakala.
In the character of a devotee, in whose heart, bhava, that means sugar sattva, transcendental emotion, or rati, is beginning to appear. So as this transcendental rati appears in the heart of the devotee, then these nine symptoms, they manifest in the character. First of all, shanti. That means the power of forbearance, very tolerance. Amidst the greatest difficulties, he is never disturbed, but he goes on in his bhajan, hearing, chanting and remembering.
If there is fire in his bhajan kuti, if there is fire, where? Bhajan kuti. Or it may be some snake there, what he will do? Oh, there was a guru and sishya, Jaiva Dharma. Guru told him that you should be seated here and you should chant. Don't disturb yourself. One day there was a snake in the bhajan kuti of that disciple. What to do, what to do? Where he has done, like he began. Guru told, why you are? If Krishna will wish anywhere in a very house of iron cage, even serpent and snake can come and bite you. And if Krishna never wants your death, then serpent, that snake will pass through here and he will not kill you. So why you are doing this? Don't be upset. Go on. Haridas Thakur was chanting and very poisonous snake was there, very big. Paul told him don't to go there. And he went there and began to do Harinam, chanting. And at once the snake came out of the room and he went anywhere. Can you do? Oh, this is called Shanti. So you, if you want to do bhajan like this, or then it may come some kind of a rati, or then try to do that.
So this verse is like a scale we can measure if we actually do it to the bhakti of making progress. First, Sankhya, then the next qualification, Abhyasa Kala Svam. In this stage, this means that the devotee is very, very careful that even 1 second of his time not wasted. He wants to use every moment in the thing of growth, in hearing, chanting and remembering. Abhyasa Kala Svam, like the Guru Swami, Sankhya, Purva, Kanava.
He will do anything? He will make any weak temple? He will do anything more? What he will do? All the jobs jumped in. That's the song system. Only this, nothing to do that. If you want high class of, if you have a little bit of rati, a piece of, a smell of frame, 1 minute in a good day, making temple, making here and here parts, place, nothing. first. Only Braja Rasa will be there. Always remembering what? Oh, what is, where is Krishna? What he is doing? How gopis are serving Krishna? Where is Srimati Radhika? And what pastimes they are doing? Only this time. And weeping and like Mahaprabhu Sita. Like Rupa Sanatana. Sankhya Purvak Namagan Natiri Kalavan. Oh, I know that my Sikha Guru used to sing this kirtan very perfectly. Very perfectly. So you should try to follow him. He engaged so many in so many things. Why? Because they were not qualified. But if he wants, you should not try to be in one class forever. You should try to. Then after the call.
If someone is actually doing bhajan and vatikam, they will not have any attachment, connection, any relationship with anyone based activity or sense gratification. Even if they are not in same sajati asnigdha, then he will boycott.
High class of Vaishnava. Even Ramanuj Madhva comes, or they will do pranam, nothing to do with them. But if Rupa Goswami and his any associates of Raghunath Goswami and others coming, what he will do? Oh, he will go and he will roll down in that way. He will try to hear something from them. But not from Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, anything. He will give honor. But never to others.
Detaching from?
Even from Vaikuntha detachment. Even detachment from where? Vaikuntha, Dwarka. The services of Rukmini Saptamama. He will do honor. Oh, Tandur. Like gopis, did pranam to Chaturbhuj Krishna. Nothing to do with it in that point. If any kinkari of Rupa Manjari is coming, oh, embrace. So this is called. Then?
Mana Suryata, this is the fourth quality. Mana Suryata means that the devotee, if he is completely devoid of all ego, when he comes in this state, then he will say, I am not Vaishnava, I am not sadhu, I am not doing any sadhana bhajan. Oh, I don't know what praying is. I don't even have a sense of praying, but always lamenting and rolling on the ground. Feeling great, great pain, and feeling so worthless and insignificant like a squirrel.
Oh, don't be like me. When I come, I tell you yours, or take my photo. Why? Oh, I am now in position. I have so much position. So you should take my photos and give it to newspaper here, there, in internet. Don't be like that. Don't have any position. Be niskinchan. Akinchana. Like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. Nothing that is, this is mine. Thus you should be like that. And if you are not like this, you want possession, you want something praise, oh, then Krishna will come. Very false.
Now we come to the fifth quality. The fifth quality is called Ashabanda. We bow by a very strong, very intense conquering to take the lotus feet of Sri Radha.